Your speaker is Claude Farr.
I'll be discussing the gospel that Paul preached. The particular text will be used is the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verses 6 through 12. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the gospel of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul in these verses talks about the gospel that he had preached when he was in Galatia. And as we look at these verses, there are several things that I'd like for us to note about the gospel that he preached. The first thing is this. It was the original gospel. Others had come to Galatia after Paul left, and they had brought another message. But Paul, when he was there, preached the original gospel. And let me just reread verse 6 again. He writes, I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Teachers had come after Paul, and they taught something different. And the apostle is expressing in this verse his surprise that they so soon had left the gospel of the grace which he had preached and had turned to another. His gospel was the original gospel. We today have the original gospel. We have it in our New Testament. Anything that is not in the New Testament is another gospel. But what we have in our Bibles is the original gospel. There are a lot of different gospels that are being preached in the religious world today, and through the centuries, a lot of varying gospels have been preached. You can turn your TV on and listen to a religious program, and you'll hear one man's version of the gospel. You can flip the channel, and you'll hear another version of the gospel. Or you can go to a religious bookstore and you can pick up a book and you can read some man's idea of the gospel. And then you can probably take the book next to it and get a different idea about the gospel. You can attend one church and one gospel will be preached. You can attend another church and you'll find that a different gospel, a slightly different gospel at least, is being preached. What we need to remember is that there's really one original gospel. That's the one that Paul preached when he was in Galatia. That's the one that we have in the New Testament. And what we strive to do here in the church is to preach not any of the various versions of the gospel that men have developed through the centuries, but rather to preach the original gospel as it is found in the New Testament. So the first thing that I wanted to just emphasize as we looked at this text this morning is the importance of following the original gospel. Second thing that I want to notice about the gospel which Paul preached is that it was a pure gospel. Others had come after him and had brought a perverted or a changed gospel, but his was a pure gospel. Look at verse 7. Which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. Now, we happen to know from the reading of the book of Galatians and then from the book of Acts and some of the other history that we have of the first century, we happen to know who it is specifically that the Apostle Paul is talking about when he talks about these who came with a perverted gospel. We usually call them the Judaizers. They're called the Judaizers because they tried to bring certain Jewish things into Christianity that did not belong there. The New Testament actually does not call them Judaizers, but refers to them as Pharisees who believed. And that's the expression used in the 15th chapter of the book of Acts concerning these people. Pharisees who had learned about Christ, who had become Christians, but they were Judaizers because they were trying to bring in part of the Jewish religion into Christianity. They were teaching a perverted gospel. But now to really get the point about this, we need to understand that these people were not totally wrong. These Judaizing teachers or these Pharisees, they believed in the one God, just like Christians do. And these Judaizing teachers who had come to Galatia, they believed in Jesus Christ, just like Christians do. And these Judaizing teachers who had come to Galatia, they practiced baptism just like the Christians of the first century practiced it. There was a lot that they taught and practiced that was good. But it was a perverted gospel because they had made some changes. Some of those changes are mentioned in the book of Galatians. One that stood out most was the trying to bind circumcision upon the Gentile Christians. And then other points of the law of Moses. So I wanted to emphasize the fact that the perverted gospel does not mean a gospel that everything in the world was wrong with it, but it is a gospel which basically is true, but with some changes or alterations to the teaching of the original simple gospel as the Apostle Paul had preached. Now we have a similar thing that goes on in the religious world today. There are many who preach and teach much that is right, but yet make a few changes. I'll give you an example. In the second chapter of the book of Acts, verse 38, when the people on the day of Pentecost had asked what to do in order to be saved, the Apostle Peter said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." Very clear. A simple gospel message for those who believe and want to be saved is that they are to repent and be baptized. In many churches today, and in many books and tracts that you will read, and on many religious TV programs, when people are asked the question what to do to be saved, they will not be told to repent and be baptized. But instead, they'll be told to pray the sinner's prayer, which is not in the Bible. Pray the sinner's prayer. Now, basically, they believe in God. They believe in God, in Christ. They believe in the moral principles taught in the New Testament. Much of what they teach is true, but they have slightly altered or changed the gospel just as these Judaizing teachers had done. It is very difficult sometimes to recognize a perverted gospel. Atheism is easy to recognize. When a man says, "I do not believe in God," we get that. Gross immorality is easy to recognize. We get that. But when people come teaching basically the gospel of Christ, as these Judaizing teachers did, but then make a few slight changes, that's hard to recognize. But we need to remember in our day and age, just as Paul was emphasizing here, we need to stick with the pure gospel without any changes or variations. We do not want a perverted gospel, but a pure gospel. And the third thing that I want to notice from this is that really, Paul was preaching the only gospel. That is, the only legitimate gospel. Listen to verses 8 and 9. "But though we, or an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say now I again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that you have received, let him be accursed." The curse, or the anathema of heaven, the apostle says, is placed upon the person who would change, alter, or pervert the gospel. No other gospel is to be preached. But not only is it dangerous to preach another gospel, it's dangerous to believe another gospel. Jesus himself said in Matthew chapter 15 that if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into the ditch. He was talking about religious teachers. We understand that, of course, physically. If one blind man who can't see tries to lead another blind man who can't see, and there's a ditch there, they'll fall in it. Both. Not only the leader, but the follower will also fall in. And Jesus is talking about religious teachers in that passage. And he says that if there's a false religious teacher, he will fall, but those who listen to him will also fall. And that's the reason we should never take the word of any teacher, any preacher, or anybody with regards to the gospel of Christ, whether it's myself or anybody else. We should always want to check and make sure this is what we find in the original gospel in our New Testament. Always check to make sure that the gospel that is being taught, no matter who's teaching it, that it is the gospel that you find in the New Testament. Then the fourth thing that we want to notice about the gospel that Paul was preaching is that it was a God-pleasing gospel. Look at verse 10. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Paul is just emphasizing in this verse that it's God he tries to please. That's the way it needs to be with all of us. We need to recognize that God is to be pleased, not man. And that means that, first of all, we're not supposed to try, with regard to the gospel, to please ourselves. You know, it's not what I like or what you like. It also means that we're not to be interested in pleasing others, and that seems to be the main thing that he's emphasizing here. Paul could have altered his gospel just a little bit, and those Jewish brethren of him that persecuted him so much, they would have accepted him. They would have been pleased. Paul says in this verse, you know, he's not trying to please men, he's trying to please God. And that's the way all of us need to be with regard to the gospel. It's not what suits other people or what really suits ourselves, but it's what is taught in the Word of God. Paul preached a God-pleasing gospel. And then one final thing with regard to the gospel that Paul preached is he emphasizes in verses 11 and 12 that he preached a revealed gospel. And let me read those verses. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Paul is wanting us to know that the gospel that he preached was one that came from Jesus Christ. It originated with God and with Christ. He wants that point noted. This is not a gospel that any man has come up with, but this is a gospel which God and Christ have come up with. Paul is also emphasizing, since in this particular book he's defending his apostleship, he's also emphasizing that he did not learn it from the other apostles. He'll develop that idea a little bit later in the chapter. He is trying to say two things. The gospel he preached originated with Jesus Christ, and he received it. Secondly, he received it himself personally from Jesus Christ. It is a revealed gospel, and that's why we should not tamper with it. Now, about everything else that there is in the world, we ought to tamper with. We learn from the past, and then we leave the past, and we build upon it. Modern science is built on that. We would not think of, in the scientific world today, following that of 10 years ago, or 100 years ago, certainly not. Much of what was scientifically acceptable and worked, or thought was working, a century ago, it's discarded. We've improved. We've made progress. The field of medicine. You learn from the past, but you build on the past. And so that what is being practiced in medicine today is not the same thing was practiced in the generation earlier. Government. Governments today are improving, in many cases at least, over some of the tyrants of the past. And our government, especially in this country, is a much better government than those that we read about in ancient history. You could go on and on with that. You can take just about anything that you want to, and you can say that we simply learn from the past, but then we go from there and improve it and make it better. That's true of all human endeavors, except this one, because this one is not a human endeavor. This one is a God-revealed matter. That's what Paul is saying. You can't improve on God. We can improve on the medicine of a century ago. We can improve on the science and the learning of a few years back. We can improve on the governments of the past. All the things which men have originated, we can improve on those things. But we cannot improve on that which God Himself has revealed, because man will never catch up with, much less surpass, God's understanding. Paul is saying here, the gospel that he preached revealed. It's God-given. It was revealed through Jesus Christ. And that's why we must not tamper with it. So we need to always preach, teach, and follow the original gospel, the gospel of Christ. Anyone who would like to become a Christian, not after the pattern that is so often taught in the religious world, but after the basic pattern that is laid down in the New Testament. As Jesus Himself said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." Mark 16 and verse 16. If